Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Before a federal appeals court today, the defense team for James Whitey Bulger argued that Judge Richard Stearns should not preside over the upcoming trial of the reputed Boston mobster. The reason? Stearns was a top federal prosecutor while Bulger was an FBI informant.
And Bulger's attorney says that means Stearns would be unable to rule impartially in the trial. It was a bit of a pre-trial courtroom drama that offered a fascinating glimpse into how Bulger, who's charged with 19 murders, intends to defend himself. WBUR's David Boeri was in the courtroom today, and he joins us now. And David, tell us what Bulger's attorney, J.W. Carney, told the appeals court today.
He told the appeals court they want any other judge they can get except anybody other than Richard Stearns. He also said that the trial has to be overseen, I'm quoting him now, by a judge not connected to the most infamous period in law enforcement history in Boston. And what he's referring to there, Anthony, is that during the 1980s, Richard Stearns served in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mm-hmm. Now, that period coincided with Bulger's greatest protection from the government, some of the worst corruption that's been documented in his relationship to the FBI and the
when
and
he was
DOJ.
He was an informant
as
at that
an
point.
Informant. That's right. Right. Now, at the time, Stearns was the chief of the criminal division. He wasn't in the organized crime strike force. He continues to say he wasn't in that, and therefore he says that he had no connection to Whitey. This is J.W. Carney talking outside the courthouse.
He said during that entire period, he was never aware at any time of any investigation by anyone of James Bulger. These facts create an appearance that he might not be impartial presiding over this case. And for that reason, this federal statute mandates that he must recuse.
So, David, that's J.W. Carney, Bulger's attorney. So if one of the standards here is to avoid even the appearance that he might not be able to rule impartially, doesn't Carney sort of have a point there? And how did Judge Stearns respond?
Well, Judge Stearns himself didn't respond. I will get back to that. He did not enter into this Court of Appeals discussion. He's twice said he would not recuse himself. He gave reasons in both his decisions. What Carney is doing for Bulger here is going to present a defense. The defense is based on this argument that Bulger had immunity from someone in the Justice Department, not Stearns, but someone in the Organized Crime Strike Force. And it gave him carte blanche. It gave him immunity from past crimes and future crimes.
Even murder.
Now, both the judges today showed great skepticism of that because, as the prosecution has been saying, where are the facts? Where is the proof that this happened? The judges asked Carney, do you have affidavits? When did it happen? Is it written? Is it an oral agreement? Carney would not answer the question, said, I'll present the details at trial. And it's clear that he found a skeptical audience in that. So we get to that. We get to the fact that it's a very, very difficult case to prove. However, you get this other association, the fact that Stearns is in that office at that time, and does that create suspicion amongst reasonable people that the judge cannot be impartial? The judges, one of the judges, Bruce Celia, did say during this hearing today, my concern is about public confidence and public perception. I'm concerned about the public perception as to whether the defendant can get a fair trial under these circumstances.
So, David, as you said, Judge Stearns has repeatedly refused to recuse himself from the trial. Why is that? I mean, given that there's a fairly high standard of possible conflict here, what's in it for him to stick this one out and preside over this trial?
There's a cynical view and there's another view. You know, judges do not take lightly the question of whether they can be impartial. And other judges judge their associates compassionately on this subject because they all like to think that they can be impartial. And in this system, a judge is allowed pretty much to say, this is, he makes the decision whether he'll recuse or not. And so he has refused to recuse himself. There's a bigger issue, though, and judges are called upon to step aside from their ego and those questions and to be above reproach and to step down when it is for the good of the justice system if, in fact, they think that by stepping down they will address this issue of reasonable people suspecting that, in fact, this case and this defendant can't be get a fair trial and that this case can't be fairly judged by this judge.
Well, fascinating story. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, thanks so much for bringing it to us.
You're welcome.